listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to speak to you in a very special way that you may not hear except one person. I've never heard a person like this before, Robert Darby. I don't go to the movies very often, but when I heard him, he's me, but more than me, more experienced than me, more stories to tell. So let me leave it at that. God bless America for having that kind of talk show host. He's going to make things better. Please, God, I will go deeper, and there's not many stories there. I love listening to his stories. I could drive a car and 3 hours listening to him and forget the hours I was listening. Some people think they do the same thing with me. But I'm going to go on a different level. He's there. He's got it. That is like magic, like a gift from God. That I'm running after him to do my show. I'm going to go into great detail how you can become a man like that, a person like that, who thinks like that, who sees clearly, expresses himself with good humor, without a hair of anger or miscreants in his body. So I will say, thank God we have him on talk radio, at least for a while. You know, I don't know what kind of conditions are there, but hopefully he will stay there forever. I want to stay here forever, and I'm going to be talking to you about your faults, and perhaps not in an entertaining way, but it can be entertaining. It can be fascinating if you love the truth. What you're listening to that man, he's expressing what he's learned over the period of years and years and years, doing movies and 150 movies. I suppose I'd recognize him, but I don't go to movies very often. I'm busy all my life, trying to figure out why do we have rules and rulers and tyrants, and how do we get rid of a tyrant, and then get peace, and then the tyrants rise up again. I think Mexico had 5 tyrants, and how the tyrant got through several times is by being leading against the other tyrant for freedom, and then there wasn't any freedom because he's a tyrant. So we need to be able to. We're America. We are special. We are divided into what's no longer special because we've been compromised. And the compromisation is both left and right. And you need to have a new country. And you need to be a new country from who you are. And my job here this evening is help you to become overcome every single problem you can have. There will be people who will not get better from what I'm saying. And they will die trying. But what I teach, what I'm trying to share, does not require your help. For example, just for an opening, the gentleman that called the other day and said, people say that you can control your thoughts and you can control your words. And if you can control your words, if you think you're in charge of what you say and think, how is it you can't solve your problem? And how is it you get worse trying? And when you try to help somebody, as if to help yourself, as if that would do it, that's how you think, and the thinking is wrong. The more you try to help the person, the more you enable him to be what he is. And if he's an appeaser, he becomes weaker. And you get more frustrated because your goodness and your kindness and your idea of thoughtfulness is wrong. Your words are wrong. The way you speak is wrong. There's no thought, there's no authority in the way you speak. There's only that which enables. See, so you get frustrated, and the person gets worse and worse, and then get angry at you trying to help him and not helping him. Because that person believes he's trying, you are helping him, and you're not. You're emboldening him. You're emboldening the weakness to give in, or you're emboldening the anger that's in him.
You're listening to Advice Line with...
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening again. I thought I made a good opening about the fact that we think our words are coming from ourselves. And I say, no. And I remember yesterday I did a whole program on it. That if your words come from you, how is it you make so many mistakes and fall into anxieties and fears and drugs and alcohol to take the pain and agony of what you're bringing on yourself by trying to fix yourself or trying to fix somebody else? And so I want to give you the phone number. And if I don't get too many calls, I'll stir up a few things. So I want to talk about food. I want to talk about food as being hypnotic. Whoa. I'm going to talk about food and sex. This is my subject this evening. But I'm not going to talk about sex in the way you think. I'm going to talk to you about sex is as an original sin carried forward. I'm going to talk about food and sexuality as hypnotic. There's a not so hypnotic way of eating, drinking, and having, multiplying each other. But there's a wrong way of doing it, which you all do and call it love. It ain't love. So bear with me. I have a caller. If you'd like to call me, let me give you the number. I won't say it many times. This is the number to call me, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, West Coast time. Can you remember that? That's simple. And the number is 800-866-8883. Would you write that down so I don't have to say it, just in case you something rises up and say, I've got to talk to Roy Masters. All right. So we're going to talk to Michael, who's calling, waiting. And I love calls. There's so much to be said. And in the saying, in the discussions I have with people, you will discover yourself. When somebody opens up and gives me what I need, what he's been bearing but didn't understand, and we all of a sudden, I pick on a subject, and bang, there it is. That discovery is not only the person that calls; it's you, something in you. But on the other hand, you could hate what you hear. There's two kinds of people: people who love what truth is. You shall know the truth, and it will set you free. The truth is not something evident, like there's an apple on the table, therefore it's true. Yes, an apple one is true. It's true, but it's not truth. Truth is something special. We're going to go into that. Something you completely miss every day of your life until you die, unless you awaken to it. All right. So let me talk to Michael first. Good evening, Michael.
A very good evening to you, Mr. Roy Masters. Your let me preface this conversation by saying your son, David, has done a terrific job in your stead, and I am thankful for him.
Well, he'd be a good replacement for me. I have some other sons and daughters in waiting in the background. They're all beginning to understand their father. I mean,
I'm sure they do. They come from good stock, right? Although I'm sure it took a while to maybe whatever. Anyway, the main reason I called was to tell you that I talked to you several times over the last several months, and I'm a Vietnam vet, combat vet.
God bless you.
And I talked to David several times since I talked to you last. And the 7-minute meditation now has calmed me down a lot. It's reduced my anger and my anxiety a lot to the point where it's almost stunning to me. I articulated this to David a couple of weeks ago.
I think he mentioned it to me.
And, Roy, you know what's great about it is that calmness, which I've derived from the meditation, some of my fellow veterans in my interactions at the VA hospital here in Loma Linda have kind of picked up on that, and there would have been no reason to. I didn't go in and say, hey, you know, do this or
do
that.
It's your new presence.
Anything.
It's your new presence.
Well, they said to me, Roy, I mean, it's. I mean, it's one of the biggest things that's happened to me in my life. And they said, boy, what's gotten into you? And I said, well, you know, what do you mean what's gotten into me? And they said, well, are you, like, taking some medicine or something? And I said, no, I told you guys about Roy Masters in FHU and 7-minute meditation. And I'll be doggone if sometimes the proof isn't in the pudding. And because I never shoved it down anybody's throat. I never, you know, said, listen, you really should do this or, you know, you're going to be missing out. I just tried to suggest it to them. And so now I've gotten feedback on, and these are Vietnam vets that I talk to Iraqi vets and Afghanistan vets, but my heart's with my buddies from Vietnam, so who harbor a lot of resentment and hell of a lot of anger. And they've just kind of felt, I don't know, Roy, what's the word I'm looking for? They've felt the, usually I'm
they,
not lost
they felt
for words,
the presence in you. They felt the presence of God in you.
Yeah, they did. And then they said to me, this one guy says to me, well, what is this all about, Jesus? I said, look, all I'm asking you to do, I can't present it to you like the meditation can. I'm not even going to try. I don't want to stifle
the
process.
Well done. Keep going.
I said to him, just listen to it, please. His name is David also. I said, David, listen to it. He goes, well, if it's going to be about God and Jesus, I'm not listening to it.
And that's the beauty, because it isn't, is it?
No, it's not. It is, but
it has a secret message in it they cannot hear. But then begin to hear. Oh my God!
No,
you didn't know you'd found God, did you?
No, and the night I felt that I told David this when I was in prison in federal prison camp in Beckley, California, West Virginia, several years ago, for doing something I shouldn't have done, which was stealing money to, you know, for, you know, God knows what, and just.
That's all right.
But I'm over the guilt on that too. This is what's helped me. This is why you have helped me. I'm over that guilt for that. I'm paying my restitution on that. I'm trying to make it right. And the FHU and the meditation has calmed me tremendously on that issue. Because why? Because the meditation the meditation has taught me that you can wrong a right, or right, you know, right or wrong. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And at least if you're trying, that's what matters. So anyway, I'm so much more relaxed, and
listen carefully.
I've never been this relaxed in my entire life. So I told David, I just wanted to call, and I know your focus is to help folks with problems, and God bless you for it. But I just wanted to call and give you some good news about your efforts and your son's efforts, because they're very, very life-saving, Roy. And I'll be forever indebted to you for helping me.
Listen, my good friend, God loves you, and I can hear you. You're my brother. I tell you what I'd like for you to do for me. Would you do
yes.
something for me?
Certainly.
Just stay like you are, and just gently, when people say, what have you done? What have you done, Michael? I said, I can send you, if you just want that CD, you can copy it on your, you can copy that. You can go to my website and copy it.
Okay.
It's a whole 7 minutes and put
okay.
it on your computer and your iPhone. And then you can say,
okay.
here it is. Put this on your ears and go sit down somewhere. Would you do that? Because that's what I did. They'll say to you, really? Is there anything about God in it? Because I can see how they've been turned against it by their own religiousness. You know, the people who are fake religious preachers. And
but
they give
hey,
all they deliver
something?
You a bunch of words.
There was one guy that kind of caught me off guard. One of the vets that kind of caught me off guard, and he had listened to your show. He had listened to you a few times, and he had listened to David a few times. And he said that he was really enjoying the show, but when you guys started making references to Jesus, it turned him off. And
exactly.
He said to me point blank, he said, wait a minute, I thought this wasn't about religion. And Roy, I faltered. I did not know how to respond.
I say, I understand that. You see what religious preachers have done. They've turned good people away from Christianity. I don't know
yeah.
if that's purposeful when it comes, you know, from the left, you know, infecting the right. But the verses and chapters don't do you any good. It's the spirit. It's to be still and know. You need to say to your friend, yes, you're quite correct. But Roy Masters understands these things. But in this particular meditation, there is no mention of God or Jesus. Is that correct?
No, there certainly is not.
But he's there anyway.
Yes.
It's subtle. And it's taken me, I'm almost 89, getting on for 89. It's taken me 87 years to discover that.
Which is saying something in itself, and I've got something that might put a half smile on your face, I hope. I was reading about some Buddhist traditions the other day, which are
yes.
quite interesting, actually. And they have a tradition where they say, when you wake up in the morning, even if you don't feel like doing it, make yourself half smile. And when you encounter someone that's giving you a hard time, just give them a little half smile. And I equated that to the 7-minute meditation, in that, like you've articulated in the meditation.
Yes, but it isn't
on top of the meditation.
It isn't
somebody
thought.
Gets goofy with you, you just go, okay. Yeah, that's
the attitude,
okay.
But it has a different
opinion.
Spirit behind it. You see,
yeah, because you
can smile and cover up a sin.
Immediately.
Yes.
And that's powerful, Roy. You're right. That is so powerful that sometimes it really makes people even madder than they already were because...
But that doesn't hurt.
You appear to be unflappable then, correct?
Correct.
And that's what really makes them mad sometimes.
But the point is, you see, what you're doing is that what they, in their wickedness... In the wickedness that's in them, like it was in you, they can't feel comfortable around innocence, and it upsets them to experience innocence.
It does, and that wickedness is gone. But what I wanted to tell you real quick, because I know you probably got to go, my 91-year-old mother.
Yes. Yes, Michael, you're a delightful caller. You really are. You really get it. Okay, go ahead. Your 91-year-old mother?
My 91 blessed mother, Lucille. Lucille Jacqueline Watts. And what a beautiful woman. She's so, you know, my sisters and I joke that she's so naive. But that's the beauty in my mom. She's so naive. She goes, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world because everything is just so turned upside down that it just. But she's beyond. She probably has a little dementia, but she's beyond being mad about things or anything. She just scratches her head and says, "Wow, I'm really glad I didn't have to raise you youngsters in this time and age." So, Roy, thank you so much for everything and. I'll give you a call back on my on Lucy and let you know what transpired.
Well, I tell you what I want you to do for me. Just stay, be yourself, and let people say, let you shine. You don't realize you're shining. There's an energy shining from the outside, and you're lit up, but you don't see the lit up like real light. It makes you stand out, and it has an effect on your very presence. And you see your friend from Vietnam was your friend. Is it David? He saw the change in you. He saw it, and he loved it. And so he would be easy to fix. And the truth is, there's no mention of Jesus or God in it. But but here's the secret, David, Michael. Here's the secret. In the scripture, there's just a few words which are absolutely essential for preachers to understand and not preach. To understand these words. Be still and know I am God. In other words, the way you know now.
And I remember when I first listened to you, I thought a man of this age that is this lucid, that was my hook for you initially. I'm listening to a man in his mid-80s that is extremely lucid. And that doesn't typically happen, Roy, so I knew there was something special about your mission. Like you said, not you, but your mission. So
I quit all my meetings
over at the VA. I don't go to any of that crap anymore. Harm reduction, PTSD, group therapy, PTSD, individual evaluation. Because you're right. You know what they did for me? Nothing. They enabled me and they made me worse.
And I know it.
Under the guise of making me happy. And you know what? And now, because I'm a lot calmer, but there's still a little tinge in me that gets, excuse the term, pissed off about that because I think they're deceiving a lot of these poor guys, Roy.
I know. But now your life is going to get better. You're going to have a nice business one day. And it's a matter of chance you meet certain people. But with your veteran friends, you need to share with them. Say, look, this is something... I can send you hundreds of CDs just with a CD on it, but you can download it on your iPhone. And all you have to do is say, listen, go sit down in the corner. Do you got stress? All you need to do is answer, say this to a stranger. Yes, I do have stress. A soldier, especially the soldiers, I want you to stay with the soldiers. And to do this. Do you have stress? Don't say, do you have post-traumatic stress disorder? That's the worst thing you can say. But always say yes. Would you like to relieve the stress? Give this a try. What's in it? It's just words. Is there any God in it? Well, you have to kind of lie. If it isn't a lie, because he's not mentioned.
You're something else.
But he's there. But he's there.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad it is.
Yeah, but the bad guys...
It's the foundation of the whole deal. Am I correct, Roy, in assuming that?
Are you correct in what?
I'm assuming that the tenets of Christianity are important to not the preaching, not all that, but just the gentleness, do unto others as they would do unto you.
But you
that's
can't
the
do, but
foundation
you can't
of it all.
Yes, but you see, Michael, you are not able to give that power to a person. Only the stillness changes who your boss is from within. From deep within.
And guess what? My pixels, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but I'm going to tell you this because this is factual. My pixels have increased.
What is the pixel?
When I close my eyes.
Oh.
The white flashes of light that I see. And it took me a while. Remember? I remember you saying when you first try to do the meditation, if you don't see the pixels, don't give up.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what you meant by that. Yes, because I used the word pixels.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sorry. The word pixels is fine.
And the little white flashes of light. Because for months and months I tried it and I thought, damn, I'm not getting this. I'm not getting it. I can't do it because my mind wanders too much. I can't focus, Do I have ADD, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, one day after I talked to your lovely, wonderful son, and it might be coincidental, I don't know. But that night I sat down. And boom, it hit like a ton of bricks. And I swear, Roy, it was almost like taking the deepest breath I've ever taken.
That's sweet.
And so anyway, I've taken up too much of your time, but thank you guys so much. And I love you, and I wish you well.
I think I'm going to be 25 years older. I live 25 years longer because I'm so glad to hear.
You damn well might, Mr. Roy Masters. You damn well might live to be 25 years older, and I hope you do.
Help your fellow men. Help your fellow men. Lead them to the temptation, because it's. Can I give you the address?
I think I have it, Roy.
Yeah, but not my address on the internet. I'm going to give you a different address. So there's nothing there. There's nothing there except that. Are you ready?
Wonderful in Grants Pass, because this whole Southern California is burning before my eyes. It's kind of scary.
I know the foundation. The foundation headquarters, 200 acres, is in peril. But I'm okay with it. It can burn down if it needs to be. It's not meant to be anymore. That is sweet, thank you. Can I just speak to him a few minutes? Yes, okay. Ask him if he would just... Ask him if he'd stay there for a minute. Yeah, I'm take a break. And yes. 800-866-8883. Please ask Michael to wait for a few minutes because he's such a wonderful thing. I want to share with him how to share it. And I want people to listen so they can share it. They have to be it. And what you're saying about David, what he said about David, is means he's changed. David says, I used to be poor me. That's how I got cancer most of his life. And when I finally got him to sit down quietly and understand it, he got better. And the doctor couldn't believe. How do you do this? This is a cancer that's supposed to... You can't cure it from the sun. Yes, it was from the sun, from his surfing. He was a very good surfer when he was young. But I do want to talk to Michael just a little bit more. There's a David in Florida waiting. Would you ask him to wait? I'm just going to be finishing off. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm right down to my boots. Really, I don't have enough money to carry on. Now, my son Mark says, don't say that. Say everything's coming in wonderful. I can't buy. It's not coming in wonderful. So now, you may think I have lots of people. I have loyal people. A small number of loyal people, maybe 50, after 55 years, they are dead. They've been helping me for all the 55 years. One man sends every month $4,000. But it's not enough. I have to keep the whole network alive. See, to begin with, because we've been demoralized. And I don't want to go into that. We've got a huge lawsuit against Simulus. You really need to look it up. It's the biggest lawsuit on earth. And we're going to win. But the thing is, I just want you to support the program. And don't wait. Listen, it could be $10. You could do it in automatic pilot on the website. There's an electronic way of doing it. You can upgrade things. You can get, auto debit, that's it. And then you can send a check, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And don't just give me one check. If it's true, your whole life has been, I gave you, well, I didn't give it to you. That sounds braggadocious. I'm the agent of change. That's not the same. I don't have the magic. The magic is through me. I can't say, turn water into wine. Jesus could. I have some of what he has. As much as I've been given, I use it because you can see me do exorcism. You can see me overcome people with just touching them and giving them a few. And on radio, well, I didn't think it would work on radio when I first started, but yes, as long as I have the kind of reverberation, the kind of... electrical signal. There's another word for it. As long as I have the voice that is somehow recognizable as coming from a deep place.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hey, Michael, are you still there? Is Michael still there, David?
Yes.
Well, Michael, I just want you do something simple for me. I want you to spend the rest of your life becoming more perfect. Every time you deal with a situation with that quality you have, the calm, sort of self-assurance, you know, gentle, calm, firm, you know you're not going to do this to me. kind of thing, but it doesn't have to be in words. It has to be in your energy coming from a different place, counteracting the bad energy from other people. Now, I want you to work with your compadres, your veterans. And one of the best things to do, I can give you all what you need, but all you need is a iPhone. If you haven't got an iPhone, I'll give you one. You just tell them, you just write for it, and I'll buy it for you. And with the iPhone.
I have one. Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Okay. So what I want you to do is say, look, sit down and listen to this. And don't say anything. You got stress? I'll say yes. You want to get rid of it? Here, put earphones on and watch it. And then ask your, when it works, and if it doesn't work, but if it works, let him play with it for a little bit. See it day and night. But then put it on his, you can transfer it to his iPhone or computer. It's transferable. It's free. And so, exponentially, 2, 4, 8, 16. Because it takes millions of dollars to give CDs and to buy them.
Yeah.
For me to give them away. And I don't know how to get to them. Obama has kept me out of it. But the generals love me. And thousands of veterans love me. They don't know how
Roy,
to
Roy, that's
them.
Such a dichotomy. I don't understand that. There's a paradox there. And you know what? It's beyond me, so I shouldn't even worry about it. But I'm empathetic to that situation. And actually, I find it kind of confounding, but now that I don't get really pissed off about things anymore, then I don't know, my friend.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
But what I would like to do, if you don't mind, when you when I get off the air, I want to talk to David, if I could, if he has time, about setting up a direct deposit.
David, can you jump in a minute? Why can't he do it straight to you, David? All right.
Well, how David has my
how
number.
Does
he can
do
call
it
me
to
back
the foundation?
If he wants to.
No, he wants to talk to you.
Okay.
No, he just wants to have a word with you. Oh, no. Would you like to talk to him now? You do have stress? Yes. Why'd you give this a try? You don't have to give a lecture. See what it did to me. Okay. That's all I want for you to do. And let it be exponential. You know what that word means.
Yes,
one
I
does
do.
It, and then another one does it. And
sure.
Your bodies can cure each other. And
Roy,
screw Obama. He won't let me do it.
I don't understand. But from a pragmatic standpoint, over and above the beauty of what we're talking about, I understand you have to have some money and to help what you do, because you're so different, and that's why I want to talk to David.
Okay. David, are you ready? Yeah. Here's David. He's going to talk to you. I'll listen. Go ahead, David. Oh, he won't. Okay, then who's next? All right, that's fine. I will talk to David, right? David there? Let me put him on first. Can you get me to David? David,
Roy?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Roy, hi.
Hi, David. I couldn't hear you first, but I hear you now. What
Sorry
can I do
that.
For you?
My signal's a little spotty. If it comes in,
no, I can hear you fine.
Me. Okay, no problem. Just let me know if it breaks up. I'll move around.
No. Just. I like the voice. I like your voice.
Okay.
Please.
No problem. It's a great privilege to get the chance to speak with you, Roy. I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to, kind of got myself in a jam with some emotional issues here, mainly with jealousy and a fair amount of anxiety. And I just wanted to just run it by you. I'm not sure what to tell you or what to say.
I already know what to tell you.
But I just would appreciate your guidance and whatever you would could help me figure out how to. It's just unrealistic, man. This is just getting completely out of hand. My heart races, my skin, my hands turn sweaty, and I get cold. It's just ridiculous.
I know.
For a grown man to be having this kind of
How old are you?
Situation.
How old are you?
50.
Yeah. Well, you've had enough of it. Let me tell you a story and see if it fits. I have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good father and a good mother, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
And so only one of us turned out okay. What happened to the other one? What happened to Louis? Well, the truth is, it took me a while. When my father died, I was a journeyman diamond cutter. I cut diamonds for my uncle. And I became a journeyman and I became a professional. And I made a good living and I took care of my mother. And then I decided to go to South Africa and see if I can start a new life there. Because England was a bit bored. I was bored. It's just a brass band and generals. That's where it was at the end of the war. You know? And so, and he wanted to be an architect. So I worked in South Africa and made a good living. I put board and food in my brother's stomach, Louis. And he flourished and he was very good at the university, with Waterford and the university. But then I saw terrible times coming. I saw the future, just like I saw the future of America. And we came home and we came to America. And my love for him never waned. So he became an architect with a degree. I got nothing. I have what I'm doing now. That's what I was doing while I was. I already changed from being a diamond cutter to doing what I'm doing now in a very short time.
Wow, that's
very short time. I've been doing this since I was 20, 21, 22. But I've been learning things because I learn from within. I can't learn from anything. You can't understand the mystery of what makes the world go round and down. However, coming back to my point, is I found out that when my father died, I was 12, 13.
Wow.
And so my mother, being a sweet lady, and unconsciously did the right thing, but talked to her oldest son, that was me. And she looked to me for wisdom. And my brother thought she loved him, me, more than him. That's what I got out of him many years ago when he went to a psychiatrist. He was jealous of me.
Right.
But he slowly died. And he began to hate me and make all ideas, all kinds of things of what I didn't do.
Right.
And behind my back he was talking to my mother, who's still alive. And saying terrible things about me, but not to my face, because he wanted me to keep helping him. He's dying now in a hospital. And he never talked to me all these years, but never. He's jealous. The reason why he was jealous, now, when you become jealous of a person, you are robbing yourself of what you're looking at and wanting. It's backwards. You should be happy. Aren't you happy for me that I know what I know? You're not jealous of me.
But my jealousy with my wife, which is really annoying the heck out of me, because she's a fantastic lady and I just got myself.
Yeah, there's the jealousy.
Yeah, it's just the jealousy. And
it's not going to help you. It's not going
to
help you because you're going
to.
But you see, David, you need to understand when you're jealous, you lose what you already have and don't even know is there. You listened to Michael just now, and he was broken. But when I spoke to him and showed him what to do, and David also, I suppose, he was happy for it. But instead of being jealous of everybody who had more than himself, he knew there was something wrong with him.
Right.
But my brother became jealous. And the more jealous he got, the more he struggled, and the better architect he became, and better and better and better. And then he began to feel guilty. And when he felt guilty, he went into Judaism deeply.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to believe that Jewish people were more better than anybody else, and that could be the truth to some degree. There's something
right
about them. You know that. I'm one of them.
Sure.
But the point is, the more jealous he got, the more guilty he became, the more inferior he became. The more inferior he became, the more he tried to be a better person than me, until he started to get sick and died. And the first time he died, the first time he collapsed, he had to go to a hospital in Houston. I was still working with him, and he had an operation on his head, and now he's... And from that day forward, which is the years and years, 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 and he began to believe in Judaism so much that no Jew could do any good. Then one day when I visited him, you know, with my kids, the older kids, one day when I opened it, he had all these rabbis around him. You know, and this is, it's a good story. I'll finish in just a minute. Yeah, so he would visit me one day and promised 10,000. He came back. He came from England to America, and he gave to my five kids, you know, "I'll give you $10,000 if you become Jewish again." I said, "They are Jewish. What are you talking about?" He thought I was a Christian. I guess I was, but it was, and he was still jealous of me. So he wanted to take my things away from me. He was jealous that he wants to take things away from me. And he offered $10,000 if they would change back to Judaism. But I hadn't changed then. I hadn't written all my books yet. But the point is, he wanted to take away from me what I had. And you can't do that. All you do is lose. Let me show you how we lose. He was surrounded by people, rabbis who supported him. He brought his rabbis with. And my sons were so good at conversation, they didn't know which way to turn their face. And so anyway, that's about it. He just, his whole life, that way, day forward, is trying to get better and better and better. And the more will he puts in it, the sick he became, and the worse he became. You don't want to do that. You have it within you. Look at that jealousy as hatred, a venom. And why don't you look at your wife and say, "What a beautiful woman. I wish I could be like that." That's a different story. But you already have it. You got to look inside you. Where did that come from? It came from my brother's. I don't blame him for this. I'm his friend now. I'm still talking to him, but he's had all these operations and he's really dying. He's not much left of him. But I still love him. But he still kind of doesn't love me, but he talks to me. And he's got some good sons and so far. But the point is that you already have that in you. But somehow, as with my brother's situation, the psychiatrist says, he was right. You felt jealous that your mother loved you more, loved me more than you. That what killed him. I didn't know that for years and years and years and years. I could have stopped it if we did everything behind my back. He talked to my mother behind my back and everything else. He told terrible stories to his children about the horrible things I did. I did nothing terrible. And then one day, he became very rich and
you're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I tell you, the very things that happened to us, David, is that my mother was a lovely lady, really mm-hmm. lovely. But when my father died, he perceived it being two years and 8 months younger than me. So I was okay. a little boy, and he was a littler mm-hmm. boy. But in him, he felt insecure. He felt like he resented his mother for loving me. That's all it took. That's all it takes to destroy somebody. But she didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know.
Well, I just don't. Sorry, go ahead.
But if you could change your attitude and say mm-hmm. to a person, you know what, let's find somebody who you judge. Do you judge your wife?
Well, unfairly.
Well, why don't you say to your wife this? I have a problem, I must admit. I love what you do. I think you are doing wonderful, but I'm jealous. And I think you can see it. And though the jealousy is a form of hatred, he's got what I should have. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. can have it too. It's in you. Genius is in you. I never... But you see, my brother's got a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing.
Right.
But look where I am today. I've written God knows how many books.
Yeah,
I've understood physics. I've understood mm-hmm. the origin of the universe and changed the sciences if they'll come and talk to me.
Fantastic.
And it's in you, my friend. It's in mm-hmm. you. I never hated my brother, even when I found out that what it was. But he never would give it up. He would talk dirty to everyone about me.
Awesome.
Can you do that?
Well, I just don't want to destroy a good situation for an unrealistic
emotional
response.
No, I do not think. You just say you have a nice wife?
She's fantastic, Roy.
But do you understand what a beautiful woman she is?
Yes,
do you think she's going to judge you for that? You have to try. You have to. In order to redeem yourself, you have to speak to her. You must.
Right.
It's essential. You need to bring her to us. Come to a certain point and say, what's her name? What's her first name? Or make one up.
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie. I'm troubled. What, honey? Why are you troubled? I have a secret. And I don't think you're going to like it. But I must tell you. Can we sit down and have a cup of tea? She said, now what this is. I said, you're such a beautiful woman. And I'm so insecure. I don't know the source of the insecurity. It must have happened to me a long time ago.
Right.
But I, you think I love you. I make you see, I respect you and do all the good things for you because I'm guilty. Not because I love you. I'm judging you. And I'm judging you, I'm getting guilty. When I'm guilty, I'm going to do, pretty soon I'm going to break down. I love you, but I want to love you in the right way. I want to tell you this. Can you forgive me for judging you secretly, which is hating you, because you have what I don't. I know
that's
now
insane.
I can have what
that
you
is
have
crazy,
in my own way.
Okay.
You have your own skills and your own purpose on life, and she will love you. That will make her fall in love with you in a proper way, and you live happily ever after.
All right.
Would you give some thought to that?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
I will do that. And, I mean, it's Roy. She is aware of it. We have had not a conversation exactly like where you're describing.
Well, I bet it's got to be real.
Okay.
It's got to be from your heart. And she sees it from your heart.
The only thing is I keep reverting back to the, you know, I've had.
Yeah, but because you're not real. No, because you think because you say sorry, it's all over. You're not sorry until you're redeemed. Until you actually, you really mean what you say. And it's got to be moved. And if you meditate with a 7-minute meditation, he will give you the power and the authority to be believable. But as a person like that, a mortal person, you haven't got it. But when you become immortal, driven by the Holy Spirit, and see it for yourself. I see this, honey. And every time I said it before, it was just mechanical. And I felt more guilty for that, didn't you?
All right. Yeah. Well, that's opening up some new insight for me. I didn't really look at jealousy as a form of hatred, which is scary to think of. I can't fathom.
Oh, it's pure hatred.
My wife. That's just
it's
ridiculous.
Pure hatred. It's a form of hatred.
Okay.
You should love what she's got. She said, you should love her and be happy
I
she
do.
Has it.
But, I mean, obviously, if I've got this jealousy issue, and it's disrupting our harmony and our harmony together. And
of course.
It's taking the fun out of life. You know, it's taking the joy out of things because it's just steals that spark of joy, which is really annoying to me because we've got a great situation.
But there it is annoying. There's the anger.
The jealousy.
There it is.
Annoying, you know.
You'll die for it.
Just completely sick of being driven by this emotional-based fear.
You don't need to have emotions. You wait till your emotions go away, and then you're real. That's why you do the 7-minute meditation and your emotions will disappear. In other words, you're not reacting to people. But some light is coming through you and flowing through you that is not of this world. That's all. I'm finished with him now. 800-866-8883. We got another call. We got another hour coming. Okay, so I just want to finish the program. I'll take Kenny in Kentucky in a few minutes. We'll have a break. But please, ladies and gentlemen, the foundation is floundering. It's because people are giving money to the candidates, and you should. But that's taking away from me. I'm working on a very small... I don't take a salary. I have some houses I get some money from. I don't need that money. I just want to do my job. I want to die trying. Please help me. I'm getting better at this. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.